Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're already 3 days into the terrible shooting at Virginia Tech that's killed 33. Several others may die, 20-plus seriously wounded. The police standing down as usual, just like Columbine, just like New Orleans, like every other major disaster in the past. If you go back pre-20 years ago, the police always charged in valiantly because men were still men in the United States. And I don't want to hear a bunch of whining from the police. You act like pathetic cowards. In mass situations, every day I read about heroic police out there by themselves on the street because nobody was commanding them. When you have one of these events, it is mass cowardice. Mass cowardice. Same thing with the students. It's bad that they're dead. It's terrible. But a few of them had the courage to jump out of a 15-foot window, and one of them broke an ankle. That's a lot better than a couple bullets in the head from a psychopath on Prozac, as usual. We knew that. Of course, it's now in the news. There's never been a case where they're not. There's never been a case where they're not in some weird psychiatric facility. There's never been a case. And, of course, it'll all come out. And in every other major case, there'll be some top NASA psychiatrist that was his psychiatrist who was involved in top mind control programs. I mean, it's always like that. And you've now heard that Prozac, the serotonin reuptake inhibitor class, they haven't said exactly which type, but it's the same thing. It's like, you know, bourbon whiskey is bourbon whiskey. Depends on the brand, it's still bourbon whiskey. You know, Prozac is the big brand name of the main one that most people know about, but he's on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So, you know, it's like a Corvette's a Corvette. We're arguing about what color it is and what type of gas is in the tank. And you just watch. It's always the same, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Well, we know why. These are black ops. It's gone from 90% chance it's a black op to 95% chance it's a black op. And it's still a black op in that the training and the lockdown systems and the way these schools have been trained to respond is a government action. The cowardice that's been instilled into our once valiant police has been engineered. So it's government, period. Government did this any way you cut it. And I don't know how any of you allow your children, your pride and joy, your world, I guess for some parents they're not your world, your universe. I don't know how you let your children go to these government training brainwashing camps where they can't defend themselves. I don't know how you let them go into public schools where they're frisked and searched and metal detectors and cameras in the bathrooms and thumb scanning to get school lunches, and it's more dangerous, not safer. Let me give you a little tip, ladies and gentlemen. All that security isn't going to stop somebody who wants to go in there and kill people. It just stops parents from coming in and seeing what type of brainwashing is going on in the school. And it sets the precedent that the state owns the children. I want to get Larry Pratt on today. I've been so crazy busy with 15 other things, we didn't put the call in, but we're going to do that. Let me get Larry Pratt or Aaron Zellman to pop back in, maybe even the NRA. We got a bunch of news about how they're circling the wagons in the Second Amendment groups to defend the mother of all assaults by the gun confiscation victim disarmament lobby. And we are in for the fight of our lives with a democratically controlled anti-gun Congress with a anti-gun president who says he will sign gun anti-gun bills. And for fake conservatives, yes, he was for the assault weapons bill. Yes, he's used federal regulators in the words of NRA members. We've had NRA board members on. In the words of Zellman, in the words of Larry Pratt, other big gun groups, Bush, Bob Barr here on the show, more anti-gun than Clinton. We are in big trouble. Get ready for the gun grabbers to strike back. Here comes a juggernaut straight at us. Prepare to repel the enemy. Prepare for impact. Brace yourself for impact. Incoming.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be getting Larry Pratt and probably Aaron Zellman as well to pop in today to give their analysis on what's happening with the Second Amendment. We had Ron Paul on for a full hour last week. I may even try to get him to pop in today or tomorrow on Friday. I am going to have two different co-hosts sitting in the next 2 days. I promised my family to take a few days off and spend some time with them, and I had to literally do that just to even spend time with them. So I won't be here Thursday and Friday because I'm going to spend time with my family. Every time I'm going to go on vacation for just, I always do mini vacations, 2-3 days, there's always some big news, and then I don't want to leave. My wife's like, go ahead and cancel, it's all right. And I'm like, no, we'll have couple of sit-in hosts here from the network on the next 2 days. We'll let that surprise you. I can tell you right now, one of them's going to be Mike Rivero, but he's just going to be sitting in for the first hour for the 2 days for Thursday and Friday, and then there's going to be another guest host sitting in for the 4 hours that remain on Thursday and Friday. So that is coming up. And then I've got a really big development in the fight against the New World Order that maybe I'll count on Monday on. I may have to cancel the vacation to do that. But we'll see what happens there. I'm here live today and I'm chomping at the bit to go over all of the news. Let me just attempt to calmly go over some of it for you, and then we will start going to your calls. Sam, Eric, David, Brian, Tim, many others that are patiently holding, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, you'll want to visit JonesReport.com today, JonesReport.com, because I put the call out to listeners to write their own articles, their own stories, their own comments, and that if they made any sense at all, that we would post them. And boy, we got some great stuff. A lot of the angles covered that my writers, frankly, don't have time to cover, you know, every facet of what's happening. And so we want you to write articles for us. We want you to, I mean, if they're good enough, we'll make them major stories. If they're just, more of a comment or more opinion, we'll put it in the comment section, but post it on the main page. And tens of thousands, if not in some cases millions, you never know what story will get picked up or get big. Millions could read what you have to say. And I guess over time in the aggregate, millions will read it as people find it on the web. Every story we write or put together or post has a life of its own. JonesReport.com. They're not even posted right now on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I've instructed the crew to do that, and I'm sure they will amongst all their other duties. They do a great job here, but we'll get those up on those sites as well. But right now, they're there at JonesReport.com. A lot of facets to this. Before we ended the last segment, I said incoming. And that's the old, I guess, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam term. Still the term for infantry soldiers. When enemy artillery or missiles are honing in, you can hear the artillery go off from many miles away. And in the 20 seconds or so as it comes down on its downward arc, there is generally a whistle. You know, the old, that's your incoming. Well, right now, and then incoming, get in your bunkers. Well, we don't need to be in our bunkers in this fight. We need to be manning our artillery. In fact, never stop firing your artillery, but people will tend to finally get in the foxholes and man the guns and get in the emplacements and start firing downrange with once and abandon when you know they're coming for your guns. And it's been an attack by stealth the last 7 years, 6.5 years. Larry Pratt has told you on this broadcast. Aaron Zellman has told you on this broadcast. The two heads of the real hardcore Second Amendment no compromise groups, Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and of course Gunners of America. There's many other great Second Amendment organizations that have done the analysis. But we've had NRA board members on. We've had two of them on. But the big one, of course, was Bob Barr last year. But we need to repost. We need to flashback all those articles right now on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. So out goes the order so people can recirculate those. Bob Barr headline, former Congressman Bob Barr says Bush more anti-gun than Clinton. And then he gives examples. But see, Bush is smart. They don't talk about it. He gives a few speeches saying you have a right to keep and bear arms if prescribed by law. He adds that little caveat, addendum, sidebar, that proviso, that true poison pill to it. It's treachery. It's camouflage. It's guerrilla combat against us. And I, frankly, am sick of it. I mean, it should make you madder. At least Hillary admits she's a piece of trash who wants your guns and wants to totally enslave you. Handgun Control, Inc. admits it's about control. Sarah Brady says they want national socialism in America. That is not Nazi socialism. They said they want socialism in the U.S., which would be national socialism. And that's on record, folks. She said that on the floor of the House in a speech when she was invited to speak. I mean, these are bastards. But they'll admit who they are, and I appreciate that. They'll run their flag up and fight fair. These neocons don't. And they've been shutting down importation. They have tripled the funding. Well, it was doubling. You heard a show 3 or 4 years ago. I said doubling. It's now at least tripled. They built the newest, biggest federal building in D.C. is now a giant BATF headquarters that just opened. Hell is upon us. They didn't build a gigantic, go look it up, just huge, sprawling complex and start hiring tens of thousands of new goons for nothing. A new age of warfare against the Second Amendment has begun, and If Bush calls for gun control, folks, when they go into some school and kill 100 5-year-olds, and I'm looking for that to happen. That's what I've been seeing in the tea leaves, as they say, of all the analysis and thousands of points of info I've got. That's what I see in the intros here. I say that figuratively. I don't really do that. It's a joke. But that's what I see in my mind's eye. I see over 100 dead, splattered children. They're going to show video of it, and Bush will call for national gun registration. Then within 2 years, there'll be a massive attack, a string of staged attacks, mass shooting, claiming Al-Qaeda's doing it, and you will turn your guns in. Others will have to go swear to Homeland Security to be spies, then they'll be deputized and no pay, and then there'll be lots of pot bellies swaggering around with guns, with NRA stickers all over their cars, enemies of America. They'll think that's the Second Amendment. So that's what they like to do, okay? And that's the warning to everybody. If you want to defend the Second Amendment, in fact, we've already been hit by multiple barrages the last 3 days. I mean, you watch 10 minutes of TV, I've been sampling, they'll call for gun control 5 times. I mean, it's FBI agents on CNN saying, get rid of the Second Amendment, wall-to-wall gun control, foaming at the mouth, something's got to be done. They've introduced the assault weapons ban again. A bunch of other states are moving to ban guns outright. Cities are banning them outright. Lawsuits are being filed against gun manufacturers. You know there'll be suits filed with this guy with the 9mm. If they just win one or two suits, that will wreck the gun industry. The BATF is harassing gun manufacturers at levels never before seen. Do you understand? Larry Pratt, Aaron Zellman, Bob Barr have all told you on this show Bush is more anti-gun. But I go into the local McBride's here in town, nice folks, huge selection to buy a similar shotgun to what Dick Cheney shot the lawyer with here in Texas to go do the ballistics test with a police officer, Army Ranger, and others to do the test to show that he clearly shot him from at least 15 feet. It could have been maybe 20, but to be conservative, 15 feet, not 90 feet like they claimed. And I walked in, and a fellow walked over, one of the guys, and said, "Hey, looks, I won't tell you, Bush is not for the assault weapons ban. That's a lie. I heard you telling it." And then the manager walks over and says, and then you tell the guy got in trouble, like, don't talk back to the customers. And he goes, no, he was for that. Hi, Alex, like the show. And two other guys said, yeah, no, it's true. And the other guy was like, huh, what? So the good news is that three people that saw this knew in the shop that, yes, Bush is a gun-grabbing twit. One of the guys didn't. So, you see, you still got at least a fourth of our forces, gun owners, I'd say maybe more than a fourth, who are on the bench, don't even know there's a war, don't even know there's an attack on the Second Amendment, have no idea what's going on, and think I'm a liar. They think Aaron Zellman's a liar. They think Larry Pratt's a liar. They think Bob Barr, NRA board member's a liar. We're not liars. Okay, I every week spend probably an hour surfing, because I like guns and the Second Amendment, looking at this current situation. And quite frankly, we have been winning on one front. People are more pro-Second Amendment than ever in major studies and polls, and politicians that have been anti-gun have been losing consistently, whether they're Democrat or Republican. It is because gun owners are activists, and there's over 150 million of us, about 160 million, and that's what we know, what's known publicly. There's a lot of secret gun owners. The number's probably up at 180, 190. Most people have guns if they've got any brain in their head. Just the feeling of security that I got an instant access pistol safe in my bedroom, and I can get in there in 3 seconds, and again, I will defend my family. And when I'm out of town, my wife sleeps secure, because there's an instant access pistol safe upstairs and downstairs, and she's ready to defend. And so, bottom line, we're winning for the hearts and minds. But by stealth, they are attacking and destroying and rending and suing the Second Amendment into oblivion, into absolute oblivion. So while you can fight to the Second Amendment, but always act as if they're going to take it and then that they're going to win, get the gun shows while you can still do the private purchases, purchase more guns. There's nothing more valuable. It's more valuable than food. It's more valuable than gold. And those things you need, too, big time. Man, water's the only thing that's paramount up there at the same level of guns. A weapon, a means of defense, makes you mighty. But it's the willingness to use it in defense of home and country that makes us invincible as a nation against the New World Order.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. Days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time
I'd Rather Fly. That's a great song. All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to go right to you. I'm going to rampage through them, I promise. We got Larry Pratt popping in at the bottom, actually the start of the next hour, and then some other guests coming up as well. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. But I do, but I keep thinking about that, and I forget to tell my webmasters, I want to repost all the flashbacks of Larry Pratt, Ron Paul, oh, I forgot about him, Bob Barr. Oh, they all must be lying, yes. George Bush really is an anti-gun. We're in deep trouble. We're stuck. But, oh, by the way, did you know Nancy Pelosi's daughter made the new PR film about Karl Rove and Bush? What is it? Travels of Georgie or something like that? I was reading the reviews of it, and I've seen some clips. One of the guys who works in the office has seen it. It's just unbelievable propaganda. Just, I mean, it's all staged, folks. It's so staged. And incoming, I mean, incoming, that they are not going to stop. You're never going to hear the end of this now. And the neocons, here's the news. The neocons are now trying to tie this in with terrorism and see we need anti-terror forces at the malls like the FBI called for 3 years ago, and we need them at checkpoints everywhere, and we need to get federally funded or actual federal police out on the streets of America. No amount of cops with gear hanging all over them, so much so they can hardly walk. I mean, I just watched that video for hours, cops fumbling with outfits and gear, and they're waddling. All you need is crazed eyes, man. All you need is a jaw sticking out and your eyes on fire. Okay, that's all you need, and firearms training and a willingness to die. Because you're supposedly the warrior class, okay? You supposedly signed on to this. You want to tell us how tough you are? Then go up there like Ray Martinez and others did in that tower and kill people when they're sitting there taking pot shots. Do like they did and run while he shot at them. You have no excuses. You're cowards. I'm sorry. See, I said I'd cover the news. I just cannot believe the cowardice. I just can't. And yes, folks, I've had people twice pull guns on me, and I've taken them away and pistol whipped them. Okay? Yes. I know what I'm talking about. I just cannot believe how cowardly people are. Car computers could help in traffic control. All right, I need to settle down. I just cannot. That's the kind of news I've got. I've got all this other news. EU official criticizes U.S.-Mexico wall. Mexico says they're going to go to the U.N. and try to shut us down. And we're under treaty, folks. It may happen. We're in world government. This piece of garbage, of course, was... He may be a victim of mind control. Who knows? As usual, he was on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Threats rattles schools in 10 states, including right here in Texas. In fact, this doesn't even list Texas. And I know schools here had lockdowns and shutdowns. And the university right here in Austin, St. Edward's shut down with panicking and fear-mongering. We've got Virginia Tech reportedly on anti-depression meds, increasingly angry, leading up to massacre. We've got one right here. Neocons to spin Virginia massacre as terrorist attack. Propaganda junkies may milk Islam. AX to say bloodshed was spurred by militant Islam, though there's no evidence this guy was a Muslim. If it turns out he's supposedly a Muslim, it's total black op. I mean, that is the cherry on top, the coup de grace, that's it. It's open and shut then. Four bombings kill 157 people in Baghdad. This is a point that I'd like to make. Hundreds die every couple days there. What is it? The average is like 50-something a day die just in bombings. And that was the average is always changing. I saw that a few weeks ago. 70-something died a couple days ago, 157 today. And the day's not over there yet for a few hours. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'll compare this, get into the gun grabbing, take your calls. Then we'll take your calls first, then get into all this. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com and jonesreport.com. And I just don't know where the men in this country are. I just don't understand it. I mean, it's instinctive to assault somebody who's killing innocent people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we they touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
And what have we turned into as Americans at the Alamo, the Texans, 160-something against thousands and thousands, all fought to the death. Every single person, not one person, refused to stay behind. Travis drew his line in the sand and said, stay here and die with me. And everyone stepped across knowing they were dead. That was the difference. They were, and they didn't even want to die. They just wanted to fight, and they weren't afraid. They weren't ever going to give in to fear. Now, I tell you, folks, I don't know what we've turned into from back in 1960-something with Ray Martinez and others charging up that tower and killing that guy, and with what happened with what we witnessed out there on Monday. It just says it all. It tells you everything you need to know. If somebody was up in a tower shooting, and citizens pulled out deer rifles, because there were deer rifles in there, you know, half the cars, and other people went home and got them and started shooting at the tower, cops guaranteed would walk right up and blow your head right off. Most of them would. They'd run up, and they'd be so afraid of a citizen with a gun, they'd shoot you. And they'd sit around for, oh, it'd probably be a three-day siege while they wanted to negotiate while the psychopath was still shooting everybody, and it'd just go on and on and on. But back then, the police didn't expect anything. In fact, I've interviewed the police that were there. They were there shooting with their handguns, and a few of them had rifles, telling people, go to the gun store, get guns, go home, go get me guns. They were telling the citizens, go get guns, God, help us. That was back when Americans were Americans. We were all on the same team. But no. We got to have a government we worship and a government that can't trust the people. I'm just tired of it. I mean, reading all old history books about American history and even Prohibition and the gangsters, I mean, cops used to be tough, man. But Americans used to be tough. And it wasn't men trying to be tough. I think it's hormonal or something. I mean, in fact, we know there's studies with all the dioxin in the water and the different, most plastics put off very strong estrogen. And we just aren't as aggressive. I mean, I remember my grandfathers. They were aggressive people. And I remember hearing stories about their and the old guys and their brothers and their daddies. And I mean, these were the type of people where bureaucrats would come by their houses and you hear the stories and tell them something. They just punch them right in the face. And it was normal. I mean, men would just attack people if they got in their face. Everybody was real polite. That was why, because we were savage. And all over the world, men were more aggressive. And the police knew their place, too. You didn't go around bossing people around. Oh, man, I just don't know what's happened to us. We are not men anymore. Women aren't women, cars aren't cars, and men aren't men anymore. The old saying, when men were men, I forget how it goes. It was the best of times, the worst of times. That saying keeps coming up. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. We'll go to them. I got tons of news here. World government, war news, dollars plunged, all-time lows. I mean, everybody's getting scared. I just can't believe all the stuff that's happening. It's just Sam and PA, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex Jones, Samuel here. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Listen, man, you are absolutely right. You should be wound up. People should be freaked out. The reason why we are in the situation we are in this country is because we have been trained to be a people that operate from the standpoint of being a victim. We've been asleep at the wheel. The Cheneys of the world have had free run because we've allowed them to. And just like the analogy that you're bringing to what happened in Blacksburg, I'm not going to pretend that I knew what it would be like to be in that room with somebody executing 25 of my friends around me. However, that analogy that you're talking about, you know, why are we not fighting back? And we have the people need to wake up and realize that we are the country, we have the power, we control the Constitution, we are not the criminals. And I wanted to commend you for this. We need to wake up, take this country back in every facet of our
country. And it starts by getting aggressive. I mean, here's an example. First, I mean, when I was growing up, and it was even worse before that, the coaches would stand around at the field house when people beat the daylights out of each other, and then they'd pull you off when a tooth got knocked out, and it was all kept quiet,
absolutely,
and they'd pat you on the head afterwards. Now, man, you go to prison for that. I mean, the first time, your life's over. And then we're going to ban dodgeball. We're going to ban tag. Then we're going to ban running. See, they're banning everything. They want you to be a bunch of Prozac jellyfish.
It goes, you're right, and it goes so deep to the point where we become so apathetic. Listen, I'm Aaron Russo's new media director nationally. We had a national conference call of all of his America Freedom to Fascism state volunteer coordinators two nights ago discussing this truck out. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I've got DV Kid and one other guest on next week about it.
Yeah, and a lot, you know, there were some folks we were discussing. That issue came up, like, you know, are we really going to be getting that aggressive in this? And it comes down
to people are going to be slowing the highways down, blocking the capitals.
Absolutely. Can I real quick give Aaron issued a 7-minute personal message at him endorsing this thing. It's a very powerful video. Can we give you the link to this?
Yeah, sure. Just send it to AaronInfoWars.com.
I've sent it to him.
Okay, we'll get it up right now. And listen, call Aaron for me. I've been so busy last week, I haven't called him. I know he's called me.
Yes.
How's his health doing right now?
He called me yesterday. That's why I'm calling you. He called me yesterday, said he's going to be out of commission for a few days. He's got to take care of some medical stuff.
Oh, boy.
He's doing fine. Things are going well. You know, Gary Franchi is now the national coordinator.
Yeah, sure. Gary called me last week. Listen, I got to jump here, my friend. I really appreciate your call. We'll get that video up. And since he raises it, if you want to get America Freedom to Fascism, it is tax time. America Freedom to Fascism, actual, original, high-quality DVD, not a dub, not a burn, not a copy, but the one that actually supports Aaron Russo. And believe me, he needs your support. I'm not going to tell you behind-the-scenes stuff. But this cost him well over $1 million just to promote, and it hasn't made anywhere near that. And so we buy these directly from him. Very few people are actually getting them from him. Everybody's just bootlegging, which is fine to get them out to people to make copies, but you ought to buy a few of the originals, folks, if you ever want to see these type of films being made. We carry the DVD, the original, the real film, at InfoWars.com with a nice color cover and the shrink wrap with the DVD with the affixed stamp on the top, you know, with the color artwork. This, and even if you know all about the IRS and all about the Federal Reserve, your neighbors don't, folks. And they're a lot more apt to watch this than a burned copy. And if you can't afford it and somebody gives you a burned copy, great. I'm just saying, get America Freedom to Fascism from us. It's available at InfoWars.com or it's available at PrisonPlanet.com. And let me just give you the number, toll-free number to call and order America Freedom to Fascism, 888-253-3139. In fact, I know my wife's listening. Go ahead and call Aaron, honey, and let's try to get him on or see what medically he's going through right now. And see if we can get him on next week or something. Because we've been having Aaron on a lot, as you know, the last 6 months or so, because he's been real sick. And I've been with him personally, folks. I mean, he doesn't like to tell you. It's tough. He's been fighting cancer for 4.5 years. This guy's an animal. I mean, he is tough stuff, folks. He's basically had more surgeries than Darth Vader, and he's got a, you know, he's a champion, a national champion arm wrestler, a lot of other stuff. I mean, he's a real character. He's a tough guy, and he is battling for his life. I know that. I need to call him. He called me last week. I have hundreds of phone calls a day. I can't even call people like Aaron back, but let's see if we can get Aaron on, because he's precious, and in case he doesn't make it, we want to have as much of him on the air as possible before he makes the jump into hyperspace, as they say, as Kurt Vonnegut just did. And I don't think that's going to happen. But point is, get America Freedom to Fascism at InfoWars.com or toll-free 888-253-3139. I've been so busy the last 2 days covering this, I haven't even really plugged the videos. That's an important part of the fight. Eric in St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead.
Time.
Yes, go ahead, Eric. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
I have two questions for you. First of all, do you think it's a little strange and possibly a red flag that this Virginia Tech shooter's sister is a Yale graduate and works for McNeil Technologies, And on the board of McNeil Technologies is a guy by the name of Robert B. McKeon, who is the founder and president of Veritas Capital, which, among other companies, also owns DynCorp.
Yeah, I have seen that. Listeners are putting that in articles and emails. Write it up for us. Write your research up. We'll post it. It's all about everything people have been sending us up on JonesReport.com. I think he said he posted like 15 or something things yesterday. Aaron was working until 1 o'clock in the morning last night. Just keep sending it to Aaron at Infowars.com, to Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to get it all posted on the sites. Just keep making your points. Keep doing your research. Again, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns.
Great. And my other question was, during the Katrina gun confiscation and in any possible future gun confiscations, how did they know who had guns and who didn't? Was it just whoever was holding them, or did they, were they going off a list or something? Because it would seem to me, if you had guns, you could just put them away when the police came to your door and said, well, you don't have any guns.
They came into houses and tore them apart. They put people in handcuffs at every house. And then just started searching, and then people would tell them, you know, because they'd say, you're going to prison. If you lie to us, where are the guns? And we've interviewed people this happened to. And they'd say, all right, they're in the gun safe. Give me the combination. And, I mean, you got gang member cops waddling around, young, dumb GED troops. It's just, and of course, they're America troops. Let them take your guns. They're patriots. No, they're not. They're enemies of America. Worse than even if you believe in Al-Qaeda. They become Al-Qaeda when they take guns.
Absolutely. Well, and also, did you notice that in St. Louis, Governor Matt Blunt just signed a law that said Missouri citizens' guns cannot be taken away by any type of authorities in the event of an emergency.
I heard about that. See, put that in the story. Send it to us. I can't even keep track of it all anymore. And they've just passed laws in what, Texas and Florida, that if somebody comes into your office, there's no, or your business or your home, there's no debate. If you feel threatened, grease them.
Are those the castle laws?
Yeah.
I see. Well, I think that's a step in the right direction. Anyway, I love the show. Like I said, big fan. So thank you, Alex.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm telling you, folks, if somebody's got a weapon or somebody's busting your house, shoot first, ask questions later. I mean, it's real simple. And that's why you don't have a lot of home invasions. And people that break into houses in Texas, make sure you're out of town. Not like that in New York or Chicago. They bust. Can you imagine these old ladies, people busting in all the time and raping them? And I always read about like 85-year-old women being raped. It's like every day I see it. What is this thing with raping old women? These are some really sick thugs. And, no, these old women need firearms, and they need to kill them. Well, I might get shot by the gun. He might take it away. Well, at least you're going to not get raped. Well, I don't know what. It's just all this TV watching. It's like sucked our souls out or something. I mean, we need to get our women. You talk about feminism. I'm all for it. Let's have strong women with their jaws sticking out with handguns in their purses. Let's teach these women not to pull out a bottle of pepper spray and spray it in some thug's face, and then beats the daylights out of them and puts them in a car and drives off with them to torture them over a week before they slit their throat. Well, how about you just pull a gun out of that parking lot when he grabs on you and pump four rounds in his chest, which happens all the time. Well, there's case after case of women with these little 25 Browning copies. Great little guns. I got one of them. And a little 25, somebody comes up to you, pull it right out of your fanny pack and just start shooting them right in the chest. Pow, 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 pow. Don't stop till you unload. Believe me, you shoot somebody three or four times in the chest with a 25, and you shoot them a couple times in the face, just hold it right up to their eye and just shoot them right in the eye. Just don't think about it. Just boom. There. How's that feel? Right into their brain. Put one right into the brain. And that's how you fight fire with fire, ladies and gentlemen. And these criminals will start knocking their knees together. Kennesaw, Georgia said you had to own guns back in the late 80s. They had a huge crime spree going on. Said you had to own guns. But guess what? Crime dropped by 92% in 1 year. The criminals just said, well, we're getting out of here. You see, that's why they target women. That's why they target old people. They target who they think's weak. Except the state targets poor people and women and single parents and minorities. And the blacks in this country and their communities have been engineered to be fed on by the government. It's like a big gerbil cage for the python, the inner city community, so it can just come and feed. And I've been there, folks, when the pythons take, you know, swallowing up a whole family and stealing their kids, and the people are freaking out. You know, I'm there helping the Hispanic families when the python's eating their babies. And let me tell you, I don't see these other Hispanic leaders out there doing anything for you. They don't. They just want to be El Jefes and be part of the pot-bellied, corrupt system and be the big kingpins over you, the patrons over you, the boss. You understand that? Rally to liberty and get strong again and get aggressive again. That's what it's going to take. Okay, we're going to go to David, Brian, and Jay, and others when we get back from break. Blitz through your calls. But, again, get America Freedom to Fascism. Get Loose Change Second Edition. I mean, have the historical film, not just have the real deal in your hand, and support the filmmakers. Mind Control by Nick Begich, an amazing film we carry. All the new other films we're covering, like Iraq for Sale. Who's making a killing and who's getting killed? You know, we've got it all, ladies and gentlemen, in the online secure video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Go there, patronize us, support us, so we can fight, so we can take action. I got some big projects coming up, folks, that are going to take a lot of capital, and your support allows us to swing our guns around and engage the enemy. So it's not just us getting hit by incoming, it's them getting hit by incoming. I got to tell you, support Ron Paul. Get in there and donate to him. Support us. Do it by getting the videos today. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
John, Matthew Kazee, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who called in on Monday when all this was happening, learned that he lost two of his friends. I just talked to him, and I gave him the hotline number, but we wrote it down real fast right before we came out of break. So I don't know if he's been able to call in right now because the regular toll-free line is filled. That's why I was a little bit late getting back on air. We're busy working on this stuff during the breaks. So let's go ahead and go back to the calls while we're seeing if Matt Kazee is able to get on with us. David in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon or morning, Mr. Jones. It's getting harder to listen to you down here in Austin over the radio anyway.
Okay, what's on your mind, sir?
We're running out of time here, and just for the local listeners down here, of course, the gun show's this weekend. Hint, hint, everybody needs to get out and purchase a gun, I guess, before it's too late. Just wanted to thank you for the good job you're doing. I love your show. The couple of past shows that you've had there are really good. Got a brand new computer and going to try and start getting these discs out to people and get the word out. And
good. Yes, making copies of the films, radio shows. You're going to get all my TV shows, all my films at PrisonPlanet.tv and download them in really high quality. It's a great activist tool.
Yeah, I liked your last two films that you've made there. They're really good. I've shown them to people, got some people here at work interested in them, and like I said, we're running out of time, and people need to get busy, man.
Good job, David. Thanks for holding to tell us that. And, I'm on Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ. I've been on weeknights many times on two different stations, 1260 and, of course, 98.9, but those things sell, change hands. We're not on during the week here. There were some micros for many years. Those are now off. When I say micros, the public knows them as pirates. They were doing a great job, but they're not there anymore. Let's go ahead now and take a call from Brian. And, Brian, where are you calling us from?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Welcome.
Alex, I just wanted to kind of comment on this Virginia Tech thing. Kind of from a different angle.
Sure, go ahead.
On the front page of the paper today, I see there's a whole article dedicated to using cell phones for text messages in case of emergency. Have you seen anything like that?
Well, they're talking about by law for many years. They tried this in the late 80s by having the government take over TV, radio. They already have it in place. And your phones to send you alerts. But again, it's the government that knew this happened at 7:15 and tried to keep it secret till 9:55 when they turned the sirens on. Again, government is the problem. Anything they're involved in isn't going to help you.
Yeah, I just thought that was a...
There's a lot of evidence, sir, that the government's involved in this.
It's the old Trojan horse of safety over liberty, and,
those that will give up liberty for security
exactly.
Deserve neither. I hear you. I appreciate your call. Great points. We're going to come back from break and go to Matt. But let's go ahead and bring him up right now. Matt Kazee, or Kazai, how do you pronounce it, my friend?
It's Kazee.
Kazee. Well, listen, thank you for coming on. You called in Monday as this was all happening. Now we've learned that you did lose some friends.
Yes, I had two friends that got shot. One thankfully survived, took a shot to the head and the arm and it survived. And another who was critically wounded, a local activist, Julia Pride, a local mountain justice activist.
Really? And, so this scumbag, stay there. Scumbag shot one of our activists. Stay there. Can you stay there for 70 seconds? I know your grandmother's real sick, too. You're dealing with that right now. Can you stay with us about 70 seconds? I'll come back to you for 5 minutes.
Yes, I can.
Okay, then we got Larry Pratt coming up. More of your calls. Aaron Zellman joining us again. Continual coverage of the Black Op.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.